welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature. I have a fabulous guest who's brought us two music videos to discuss. Aaron Christensen's here. Hey, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's start the easy thing. Music videos. I mean, how do you approach this differently from film, or is it film?
Well, for me, my background pre-music video is comic books. So I essentially, like, say with Rise Above, that's essentially like a short comic story sort of thing. And
that, oh, yeah. And 'cause,
yeah, and so I love animation, so I've gotten used to crafting little stories and that. So, yeah, that's kind of, I'm always trying to tell a story when I do a music video.
So do you, it's coming from the comic background, do you do like a full storyboard ahead of time or no?
I will genuinely, well, Rise Above, I did a full storyboard for the whole thing because it was animation and that. And then essentially, I roughly animated each sequence very, very, very rough and filmed it and put it in a Leica reel. And then I could kind of see it as it was progressing and make changes.
So hold on, did you draw this or somebody else draw it?
I drew the whole thing. I did design and everything and that.
Hold on. So you okay? I gotta back up a tiny bit more. What is your comic book record? Obviously a comic book artist of some kind. Have you worked for Marvel, DC or anything like that? Or are you more indie?
I'm just an independent. I draw a cartoon character called Beats the Kangaroo. I guess you could say it's kind of Warner Brothers, Disney-esque, with kind of more humor along maybe South Park lines sort of thing. Last year I did a graphic novel that came out called Ohu with a friend of mine who's since passed away, Dean Ballinger. He passed away of MS, so I helped him out on that, and that was a big two-year project. And, yeah.
Okay, so you've done your graphic novel thing, now you're on to doing things. How do you get from one to the other? I mean, this is a big gap jump to me.
Oh, there's also, like, I was an animator a very long time ago, like, coming up 20 years ago on a TV show that was popular in New Zealand called Brotown at the time, and that ran for 5 seasons, and I worked on it for 2 seasons, and, yeah, so... Yeah, and I did animation school as well before that. So, yeah, classically trained animator.
Okay. So you've done this. How did you get onto this project then? Because this is obviously not your music, so you got to get here somehow.
The Rise Above with Davey
Yes.
Bade. I got onto that because I'd done a bit of teaching over at the Tauranga WinTech, and Dave... who wrote the music, he is the music tutor over there. And so we were talking, way back when it was COVID, he had like a little tiny bit of money to make a music video. So he wanted an animated one. And so I came up with that idea and he loved it. And yeah, I just spent pretty much the whole summer making it.
You say
Just,
the
yeah,
whole
just
summer,
me.
that's 2 months it takes you to do that then, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much 12 weeks to do absolutely everything in that. So storyboard design, animation, editing.
So that's pretty quick for me. I mean, do you have to like the song to animate or no, you don't care?
Oh yeah, it helps to like the song because you got to listen to it about 300 times.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You're sitting here listening, 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 and then
Yeah.
you got to develop a concept from that.
Yeah. So some bits come quite easily. I did do a bit of storyboarding, I think the year before on a low budget Z grade movie from like over in the States called Z Dead End that I think is still being filmed at the moment. But yeah, so that gave me a good amount of practice on like storyboarding on the fly sort of thing, coming up with ideas.
Okay, so how much interaction do you have with the artist? Obviously, you have an idea and you tell him your idea. I get that.
Yeah,
And he
I
tells
just,
you to go with it.
Pretty much on the two music videos I've done, I pretty much just worked out a pitch. And then I was like, here's some drawings of kind of how I see it going and a couple little sequences. I might make a little show reel sort of thing very fast and send that through. And if they're fine, then they do that. And then it's just as I'm working on it. I'll send them. I was sending an update every Friday, and that with just how it was looking and what animation I got done during the week, and that so that they could see how it was progressing.
That's fascinating to me. So has this led you to other projects doing these ones?
These two music videos, I just finished a short film that I got funding for in New Zealand. The View from Poets Corner. A friend of mine is a poet, and so we created a little kind of 16-minute film that just illustrated in like creative ways his poetry, and worked out a way to do that, and that'll be getting submitted to film festivals over the next year.
Now, do you devote each project differently? Do you change your animation, or when I seen the two videos, obviously they're
Well,
similar to
they're
me.
not all animated, so yeah. So the Small City one, that was I actually created a whole city out of cardboard boxes and spray painted signs and everything, and then I filmed the band separately, put them onto the little screens, cell phones, iPads that I had, and then we filmed all that. So that was quite a massive undertaking, that one.
I wanted to see, like, how do you, I guess as not being an artist, I don't see that vision. I mean, obviously I see the end vision, but just to get so creative on that, like, just I where does that come to you? Do you just drive down the street listening to the song and it clicks? Oh, that'll work.
Well, with the Small City one, I had just gone and filmed. On the side, I also do some concert photography, so I'm always at concerts and all that sort of thing, and that's helped a lot because it's like you're learning lenses, you're learning how to frame your shots and all that sort of thing. So it's you're constantly developing that skill. But I went and I filmed a little bit of them, and that song really kind of stuck out for me, and I just had this idea of doing the buildings with them in it. And from there, then I started like, you sit down and you get in the flow, and you might come up with a little bit of a sequence, let it rest for a little bit, and then come up with how to do the next part. And just like that, that's why it all builds up to the whole thing being burnt down. And it was great fun.
So, I mean, being an animator kind of hidden, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. So, how do you promote yourself more? I mean, you obviously show them your work, I get that, but your work is such varying degrees already. You're a concept artist, you do graphic novels, you do two distinct videos.
I just well, it's all now at this point. I'm kind of just more does the is the project going to be like interesting and challenging enough sort of thing, and that am I going to get something out of it? Is it going to be different? And that because I work with a lot of bands, I might pick up on a song that I really love that they've done, and then I'll go to them with an idea that I kind of feel that I could pull off sort of thing, and see what they think, and then make a little pitch video if they are.
Well, I noticed in one of your videos you do bring up the Beatles. I mean, there must be other references to things you like in here.
Oh, the Beatles. I know that Dave liked the Beatles and that. I think there's a whole lot of that would be the scene in front of the little record store. So I'll put
Yes.
like lots of little just made up a whole bunch of sort of music video covers. Some were bands that Dave liked, and some were bands that I was just being smart about, like Lorde and Kanye West, and little
So,
things so that when you're watching it the second time, you pick up on them, and you might go, "Oh, I've got to go back and see that bit and see what he was doing there."
where are these videos played? I mean, I don't think I don't know where they're played, just on YouTube.
YouTube, I think there was Juice TV's played The Rise Above, and they this yeah I've submitted them to quite a few film festivals, so I think they've won a few awards, and played on the big screen a few times. And that yeah.
So, how does it feel as an artist competing music videos, competing with like actual short films?
Actually, oh yeah, well, yeah, that is a bit of a challenge because they're all their story and acting and all that
Yes.
sort of thing and
No, I
that.
think you have story and acting too. I mean, you could argue that your acting is the character singing. I get that.
Well, yeah, it just depends what category it gets into. Some have a pretty open range of categories. They might put it in the animated short or the music video short or the short film. Yeah, but it's just cool to get it seen by people, really, sort of thing, and that. So yeah, I'm not too worried about if it wins or loses. It's just great that it gets selected and plays.
So I do have a question. You're a New Zealander, right? And you just said you're artisting for a kangaroo character. But kangaroos don't
Kangaroo
exist in New
doesn't
Zealand.
make sense because that's Australian and
That's.
that
Sorry, I just wanted to go back to that. Like, wait a second. I know now the kangaroos do not exist in New Zealand. So I was a little confused.
it went all the way back to my third year of animation school. We had to design a character and make a little short film. So I had to come up with a character, and I thought a kangaroo was quite a cool character, and so I went from there, and then I kind of just developed that character and continued using it through comic books. Yeah, and I just found it interesting. It's very non-New Zealand, but yeah.
Oh, just I was just wondering. So, do you get stories? Like, you mean you're hanging out with bands all the time? You're doing concepts of photography. How do the bands approach you? I don't worry about him. He's just doing. He does videos. Don't worry. Like, how do they look at you?
I just kind of let them know, and I might send them a few links so that they can check out the music videos and that. Yeah. And that, like, at the moment I'm just taking a little break. I've got a couple short film ideas. I might do a stop motion. I was thinking, seeing as Mickey Mouse is public domain, I might do a little Mickey Mouse one sort of thing in that and just add my sense of humor to it. And what else? Of yeah, a few other ideas for like film and that I might keep developing and start trying to build up to a pitch stage and that and see how I go.
Have you ever had an idea while you're doing these things that a band has just flat out refused and you've used it for another concept later on?
Oh, let's see. There was a video that I did have to abandon that I came up with quite a crazy concept and that bit of animation and cutout animation and that. But I think at the time I bust my I fractured my foot, so and I had three other projects on the go, so that project had to get knocked to the side sort of thing and that. But yeah, that would have been quite interesting as well. But yeah, in terms of I only really take on what I can at least point in that. So at the moment, I've got a couple of film festivals next month, so I'm not trying to find a project. And I've got two kids' books that I have to finish as well, so I'm illustrating
Oh
those at the
my
moment.
God, you're like a jack of all trades.
Just try. Yeah. So I've always got a project to work on. It's just
That's all. I just mean, is there, okay, then there's a good question. Is there something you want to do in the future you haven't got to yet?
I'll say it would be directing like a full-on feature film, and that would be that's the goal really, and that to get to that point, and that so
Will
if
that be
I get,
live action or would it be animated?
I'd say it would be I'd probably go for a live action film. Animation would probably for a whole film would probably take 3 or 4 years, and
Absolutely, it would.
so I'd rather work on something where I can learn how to do a feature film on it in a kind of low budget way sort of thing, and then just expand from that.
I mean, I find your animation stuff reminds me of a lot of. I'm trying to think how old I am now. I've seen some of it remind of early 80s mixed with a lot of 90s MTV stuff, if that makes sense. Like Liquid TV. I don't know what the. I can't remember. I'm going back.
Yeah, it is a very definitely an independent sort of style. I don't try to be overly glossy sort of thing in that. I just
No,
want to
I
make
definitely
it
don't think so.
and
Maybe
get it out
your
there.
graphic novel work might be a little more glossy.
That's more glossy in that because I was working with another person's character design and his story and that. Yeah, but a lot of that would also come back. I used to work on the zine fest over here in New Zealand, and that for 5 years. So I love that low budget vibe that community has, and yeah, and that's what it's like, almost anti doing it all polished and that sort of thing. So yeah.
So when people come to your Wicked, do you do like conventions and things? Like, I guess comic book conventions. I don't know what the New Zealand equivalent is.
Yeah, I do little zine fest, so comics and stuff there. Yeah, and just I've got a couple. Well, I've got the South Seas Film Festival and also Misty Flicks over in Te Awamutu. That's another one that's a big 3 day thing, and they show a whole lot, and it's a great way to get to meet all the community around here and that. Yeah.
So when you show up, I mean, most people are like have live action. They don't do anime. And you're like, I'm an animator. Do people give you weird looks?
I think well, if you're not if you don't draw, it's kind of amazing that to pull off an animated short sort of thing is like it's a but yeah, to time it all out and all that and make it work is I think people are impressed with that. But the good thing about animation is you can just tell a crazy, fantastic story in there. Like I can take him up to the moon and back down, and
Oh, I
he
love
doesn't move.
that.
He
I
just
like the
stands in
one.
one
He's just
spot.
singing away, flying up. It was awesome.
And just like the little hero's journey from just but going up and down instead of left and right sort of thing.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, how would you broach something like heavier music? I mean, most of the music I heard was pop. I was considered just basic pop. I didn't hear any metal. I didn't hear any hardcore alternative. Or is that just if you don't like the song, you won't do it?
I have done a few. I was a cameraman for a music video recently where I didn't have to edit it afterwards, so it was great. It was just like you just show up, you stick the song on the speakers, and you just film and that, and leave it to the editor to do sort of thing. Those are easy jobs sort of thing, and that, and just try and get as many cool shots as you can.
So
But if I didn't really gel, like I guess when I choose a song, I'm also looking for a song that I can also reflect a bit of myself through, and that because I have to spend so long, it's got to have some sort of meaning to me and all that sort of thing. That I'm getting a lot out of it. It's like putting my personality into it.
wow, that's just phenomenal, the amount of pride. And then the children's books, I don't want to leave those out. You've written two, you said?
Two. I actually started these a while ago, and then I kind of shelved them because of I myself had kids and all that sort of thing, and so I was working on them when I only had like one child, and then now I've got more, and I was but I've pulled them back out, and I've just gone back over them, and I really want to get them out now sort of thing. I know a bit more about publishing. I know how I can publish them and all that sort of thing, which I didn't know 10 years ago when I'd started them and then put them aside and that. And so now I've also, and my art skill has also improved as well. So I'm redrawing all the pages so that it looks a whole lot better.
So I guess I'm going to ask. I don't know what else to ask you. I mean, you're just a man of such multi talents. Is there
Thanks.
one genre you prefer over the next, or you just don't care?
I think I'd love to do horror, and that horror is a genre that I just love. And like when I was little, those were the movies that were massive influences for me growing up. And like I think when I was like 10 or 11, I watched like Evil Dead 2, and I was just like blown away so much with that movie and the visual style and that was the movie that kind of made me think, hey, I'd love to do that. That's about the coolest thing in the world, and that to try and pull that sort of thing off and that. So definitely I'd love to do some sort of splatter gore comedy horror sort of thing. That would be awesome.
Okay, I'm going to move on to fun questions. What's your favorite film?
Oh, favorite film. I don't know. Well, apart from like Evil Dead 2, which is awesome. Something like Brian De Palma's Blowout. I love that film. That's
That's a
a
great
great.
film. A lot of people need to watch that film that haven't seen it.
It's just got a whole lot of stuff like going around collecting the sound. Those awesome, what do you call that shot where you've got like the owl in focus and he's in focus and that. And oh, I just love those shots. They're wicked. And then it's all the old tech as well, like when he's got his studio with all the reels and like trying to find the bugs and all that sort of thing. It's great. And then the horrible twist at the end when he gets his scream for his movie is just a great dark payoff as well. I love
It is.
it.
One band you recommend to everybody because they haven't heard of them.
One band. Oh geez, I'm over in New Zealand, so I can say a bunch. There's like D Delaney Davidson, Adam Hadaway and the Haunters, Hamilton Band Static, Rise of the Wicked. Who else? I'm going to Lockie Hayes next week to do photos. Yeah, there's so many. There's tons of bands that are great.
Just because you're an artist, I thought of movie posters. Is there one movie poster you think is just better than all the rest?
Oh man, a movie poster that I'm oh the best. I actually collect a few movie posters, so I don't know. I don't know, a movie poster I just love. I love the old John Carpenter. I've got it framed at home. Christine, I've got the old car with the nice blue glow under it,
I
and that
love
I just
that.
love that poster. Looks mean. And that I've always found like when I read Christine, I find that image of that car quite iconic sort of thing. Love that sort of thing.
Tell everybody where they can find your stuff.
I'm on Instagram. DFL Films NZ. You can find my stuff there and that.
Thank you for your time and have a great evening.
Cool. All right. Cheers. Thanks a lot.